Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking about loudly about how everything sort of sucked last year in relation to what things are like this year. So why not? You know, it's been a long time since we've had a good old-fashioned undercurrent slam of the Jim Boylan Bulls regime.
I can't get enough of it.
This year was more like a family as opposed to kind of like last year, you know, where, you know, guys felt like they weren't listened to and everything was just kind of off the wall a little bit, but
things were a little bit off the wall.
Off the wall.
Hey, speaking of that, Mark Grody, on behalf of the Twitch stream, they want to know if Dave the Cat was the cat that had the viral video yesterday from Chicago Fire Department that jumped out the window like 9 stories and then just walked off.
No, but was that cat named Dave as well?
I don't know, but if you haven't seen that video,
I did not see this.
It's worth a
wait,
look.
How far did it fall?
Let me look at the video again.
Cats do have an amazing skill. Like you can, they always land on their feet. They don't always live. Like, I'm surprised that cat lived from 9 stories up, but one of the many cat tricks and joys of cat ownership is that no matter where they drop from, always on their feet. They are gymnasts in the air.
At some point, it's just too high
though.
Five or six stories. And did it just live, or was it unharmed?
I don't know. The Chicago Fire Department put it out there. I retweeted it. It's gotten like 350,000 views already.
Oh, my God.
You can
I'm
see
grabbing
for yourself.
Dave, guys. I'm grabbing. This is for you guys on a Friday. I'm waking a sleeping cat right now. All right. He's not going to be particularly happy about this.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, to the Twitch stream and everybody, there is Dave the Cat, which he would not normally let me do this, but he is right now preferring to be asleep. So we'll just put this cat right over here and let him sleep.
Goodbye, Dave.
He would prefer.
Goodbye, Dave. By the way, back in the day when Jay Cutler was here as the Bears quarterback, we had J-Day. And then we had, I don't remember if there was an actual title to Mitchell Trubisky's press conferences, but today, ladies and gentlemen, and Bernstein and Rahimi, there will be a Zoom call at 12:45 today with Justin Fields. And we will hang on every one of his words, his tone, his excitement, whether he's starting or not. And that's at 12:45 live with Bears reporters at Rookie Minicamp. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, I get to bring it back to everybody word for word and react to everything that Justin Fields says.
Awesome.
Bears.
One of the most important people in Chicago, maybe the most important person in Chicago sports.
Yeah, I guess right now
he would bomb it and be like, hey, do you know how much we needed you? Why are you awesome? Are you okay with us wanting you to start tomorrow? Are we desperate sounding enough? We love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it is true. Like, there is, I'm pretty sure, because I was saying 99%, I think there is 100% approval rating for Justin Fields in this city. Like, just because of the surprise of it, because of what he did at Ohio State, because he's a quarterback in Chicago who is a first-round pick, he is the approval rating is amazing for him.
What about, though, what do we need to ask? Maybe this is something where Hub can tap into. Do you think that there's any, like, super over-the-top, crazy Michigan people that have a difficult time getting past the Ohio State tribalism?
Hmm.
That would be the only sort of area on that that where I would think, you know, that maybe even if they say they do, there's still something that prevents them from being completely 100% in.
Yeah, Hub probably. Yeah, I'm sure Hub's got that bias. So we'll see if it sneaks through today when he presumably gets a few questions. And Juan Castillo actually was, and I had forgotten about this, Juan Castillo, the Bears' gregarious offensive line coach, was an analyst for Michigan football. And in one of the questions I actually asked him, he referenced that and talked about his days of analyze, and he still spoke in glowing terms, but I don't know, maybe deep down inside there needs to be some sort of conversation between Juan Castillo and Justin Fields.
I think that should be what is brought up on the Justin Fields Zoom call. I feel like that's something that we need to discuss in further detail.
Well, he's got Jermaine Ifedi in the Pro Bowl, so I think all bets are off when it comes to Juan Castillo. So have fun.
Yeah, no, he loves Jermaine Ifedi. I guess it makes sense, though, to give Jermaine Ifedi the first shot there. I mean, I think eventually, you know, you're going to see. I think Ifedi did a very good job when moved to right tackle for those six or seven games. I think he only gave up one sack, six pressures along the way. You know, you have Larry Borum to back him up. They brought in the swing tackle from Denver as well. So whether or not he's going to make the Pro Bowl, that I don't know, but I think that alignment makes sense. And we're all assuming, too, and I am, too, that Sam Mustipha stays at center. You have James Daniels and Cody Whitehair as well, but that's not necessarily a slam dunk on the alignment, but I think that will be it.
619 texter says, Michigan alum here. Short answer to your question, I don't even remember where Justin Fields played college ball.
Liar.
Selective amnesias. Way to go.
Lying.
I feel like that's a good answer. That's the way to do this if you're a Michigan fan.
I mentioned crazy Michigan fans, but I think so many, like, what, I don't know where we define the level of, like, some, is it the Volvo SUV with the Go Blue license plate holder? Like, is that, because that's sort of what I picture, is the like a silver Volvo SUV with a Go Blue, maybe a window sticker and a license plate holder. That it's that person's gonna have a difficult time overcoming it.
I think they're going to adjust. If you're a Michigan fan and you somehow are a Bears fan, and I'm not necessarily sure how that combo would come to be, but I think they will get used to the idea of Justin Fields. Or if Justin Fields is to fail, then they will just bring up the long resume of Ohio State quarterbacks which have failed or not lived up to their billing in the NFL, and it'll be a big I told you so. Because there are those people, you know, lining up the Ohio State quarterbacks who haven't worked, so you shouldn't bring in Justin Fields because all those other guys sucked.
Oh, tell Dave the Cat his pictures on Twitter already. Gustavo has screenshot not just Dave with doing the two paw wave, but Layla's delighted reaction to it as well. It's all there for you.
Look how sleep. He's just a baby, and he was trying to sleep. He's like, what the heck are you doing? He's like, you know I don't like sports talk radio, and here we are. So, all right. Look at this. Look at how long this cat is. Look at that. All right.
Has he lost weight?
Dave, let me stop you right there.
Has he lost weight? Wasn't he on, like, diet food or something?
Yep. He needed to lose 3 pounds or 4 pounds. He lost 1 pound on the last.
Don't swing him around like that. That can't be good.
He's cool with it. He's all right.
And then he's going to curl up on your notes as revenge, and then you can't see any of them.
Pretty much, yeah. He likes to curl up on the notes or block my view to the television. Those are his two tricks to maintain 100% attention at all times. Yes, that's our guy. All right, Dave the Cat's going to be famous today. I will let you guys go into your weekend, and I'm going to be talking Cubs with Maddie Lee today. Justin Fields in the 1 o'clock hour, so lots of Bears talk, White Sox talk as well. We are jam-packed today. You two have a merry weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Mark. Bye,
Dave. Bye, guys. Bye, Dave. That is Bernstein and Rahimi. I'm Mark Grody, in for Lawrence Holmes. I see you, Herb. I know you're going to the White Sox game. You look good. Let's go.
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
And I first walked into the gym and KG was in there drenched in sweat, cussing himself out, cussing the trainers out, and I thought he was the craziest person in the world.
And maybe you were right, Thad. Thanks to Ian Happ and to Jason Benetti for joining us today. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gerch, Jay Zawoski, and Jordan Malley for another terrific week of work. Before we get to Mark Grody, I want to mention something because we're getting down to some deadline time. If you want a terrific night of tasting some of the best whiskeys in the world, I want you to go to camponestep.org and find out. Make sure you can sign up Thursday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. I'm going to be emceeing a virtual whiskey tasting to raise money for kids with cancer and leukemia through the One Step programs. We're calling it Taste the Spirit, a virtual whiskey tasting. And we have the experts from Few Spirits, from Highland Park Single Malt Scotch, and from Sagamore Spirit Rye. We're getting near the deadline to have a tasting kit delivered. We are going to be live. We are going to be tasting six spirits from three brands. We're going to be hearing all about what's going on from these experts. Paul Letko from Few Spirits, Brett Bauer from Sagamore, and Sri Rao from Highland Park Scotch Whiskey. And while we're raising money and enjoying all these things, it's going to be a really fun night. So if you want to make sure you get your tasting kit, I'm going to put this again in my Twitter feed. It's been there several times, but make sure you go to camponestep.org for all the information. And now it is time for Transition, brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Mark Grody's here. What's up, Mark?
Do I even need to ask who Thaddeus Young was referring to when he was talking? Was he talking about Jim Boylan?
No.
Oh, he was not.
Nicely played.
Yeah. I mean, if you hear it, it sounds like it's very possible. But, yeah, heard you guys talking about Jimbo a little bit. Actually, no, you weren't talking about Jim Boylan. I heard Thad Young.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.